The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we're back, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and I mentioned I had to do the Backyard Billy's commercial for Hearth America at the end of the last hour, and I got talking away there and didn't do it. So I'll simply ask the question again. Do you have that hole in the wall you used to call fireplace in your house, and you want to do something with it rather than have the heat escape up the chimney this winter? Well, go visit Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, Kent Island. They are the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. We had that situation, and we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's after a trip to several other dealers and talk and price and this and that, and none of them came through like the folks at Backyard Billy's did. So we selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert based on the expertise, the friendliness of the staff, and the price as well. And Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation and provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. The convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from the gas fireplace insert is unbelievable. Press a button, turn it on. Press another button, turn it off. It's got a remote control that works just fantastic. If you want to maintain the temperature, set the temperature. Comes on, brings the room to temperature, goes off when it reaches that temperature, and just like that. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. Also, check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well. You can use one of those for your primary heat source or your alternative heat source. Select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood. Save on the oil bill, that's for sure. Select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They also carry pellets as well by the bag or the pallet. They're in Graysonville. Stop by the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming chilly weather. And it's coming soon, a couple weeks, in the 40s for a high during the day, the end of November. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. 410-827-4500 is the number. That number again, 410-827-4500. Hearth America is open 7 days a week, Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville, if it's heat you want. And they're on Drummer Drive, by the way. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we'll get right to the show now. Anybody on the line, Mr. Aaron? Aaron, is there anybody on the line? You must be monitoring the call. Okay, that sounds good. That sounds real good. All right. Let's see. All right. I said we'd talk about Menhaden. We will. We'll do that right now. So, got to find the article. So there's a couple articles about this. The fishing company says the quota cuts will likely lead to operational adjustments. And that would be the company we've been talking about, the largest menhaden fishing company in the U.S. It will likely need to reexamine its operation in 2026 due to proposed cuts to the total allowable catch for the Atlantic menhaden. The Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission voted on 28th of October to cut the 2026 Atlantic menhaden, that's, you know, L-Y is bunker, whatever you want to call them, by 20%. Reducing it from 233,550 metric tons to 186,840 metric tons. Now, that's just one of the stories. That's just one of the stories. Let's see what the other story is that I was reading. You can imagine a company that has its quota cut by 20% is not happy with any of that. There it is right there. The Menhaden Management Board votes to reduce the 2026 quota for the entire East Coast. The Virginia-based reduction fishery. Notice they're called a reduction fishery. Ocean Harvesters, which contracts with Omega Protein, will still be subject to the special cap of 51,000 metric tons of menhaden within the Chesapeake Bay's limits. But though there are no efforts to try and lower the bay cap, the amount the fishery can catch in the open ocean will be impacted by the new limit. There will be likely be some operational adjustments that require a Reedville facility to comply with a 20% harvest reduction. We're evaluating the extent of those changes now, Ocean Harvester said in a statement. Looking ahead, pushing harsher cuts in 2027 and beyond, particularly in the absence of new data, would impose needless harm on working families and a 150-year-old fishery without ecological justification under the ecological reference point risk analysis, blah, 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 blah. Ahead of the meeting, the Menhaden Fisheries Coalition said they would agree to precautionary reductions of no more than 15%. They said that amount would guard against overfishing and protect incomes of workers at the fisheries. This move comes 2 years after the board voted to allow an increase in menhaden harvest caps based on stock assessments at the time. The 2025 assessment shows that menhaden are not overfished but are below the thresholds of producing offspring to maintain the population. Doesn't that quite sound like the striped bass situation? Environmental groups like Chesapeake Bay Foundation, which has a petition. If you go to their website, you can sign their petition. I've been using the striped bass and osprey populations, which have shown signs of concerned decline, as a proxy for the need to bolster menhaden numbers. Fishermen have reported menhaden entering the bay in the summer, which is months behind their usual schedule. And on it goes. So if you'd like to read any of those articles, I'd be more than glad to send you a link. Hey, got a little text here from Bill in my tree. Wow, what a great morning to be hunting. Take care. Thank you, Bill. Enjoy your day out there. All right. Who is on the line, Mr. I got you. Okay. Getting the emails from folks listening around the state, entering the muzzleloader contest, November muzzleloader contest, CVA contest, something like that in your subject line. I'll be sure to notice that email and get you both. I got two, one from Nick and one from Patrick, and I got one from somebody yesterday, Tony. So you can enter by email too, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And everybody gets put on the list. Everybody at the end of the month gets their name gets a number, corresponding number. And we put the random number generator to use, whether it's, I think it was 1 to 60 this last month of October. And whatever number pops up matches somebody's name, and that is the person who is awarded the muzzleloader. So there you go. All right. Yeah. Indeed. So we were talking before menhaden, we were talking about deer safety this time of year. Have you ever hit a deer? Why don't we talk to people who may have struck a deer and what the results were? You tell me. I'd love to hear it. I've hit three in my life, one in Montgomery County, one in Carroll County, and one in Pennsylvania back in the late 70s, early 80s. That one was in the summertime, August. That buck came up over the guardrail, going through some little patch of woods, and he came up over the guardrail and jumped in front of my 1979 Blazer, 78 Blazer, excuse me, took out the bumper of the grill, fixed that one myself. The deer did not survive. The deer rolled under the car, and unforgettable sound when you roll over a deer in your vehicle. Struck one in on Route 70, doing 70 at least, one evening. Came off the right side of the roadway right near Mount Airy. When I first saw the buck, he was right in front of the grill. Second time I saw him, he was sailing over the rearview mirror on my side. Took out my grill, my hood, my fender, one of the turbo units, my bumper. Truck was still able to be driven, but it was a royal mess. It looked like it had been hit with a construction ball. And that was, I think, between $5,000 and $6,000. It should have probably more. I can't remember, but $5,000 sticks in my mind. Brand new F-150, 2011. Man, what a mess. Hit one in Montgomery County. I think I was in an S-10 at the time, or maybe some small pickup truck, if I remember. Bounced that one down the road, and it rolled over and got back up and took off into the woods. I didn't hit him very hard. It came off a bank. Again, all the deer I've hit came from my right side for some reason. Bounced her off the bank, skidded her down the road, and she jumped up and took into the woods. And I recall not hitting her real hard. So there we are. 410. Let's talk to Lee. Good morning, Lee. How are you this morning, brother?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what?
I appreciate you forwarding that Menhaden report over to me. I find that informative because I don't access a lot of the information that you're able to get. But just our fishing report and a look at the Menhaden. We were out working birds early part of the week. I was working with a friend of mine working on the remainder of his quota. Rock quota. And we were on birds, but it was small pods of bait. And I'll be honest with you, Alan, I don't know whether they were Menhaden or Silversides or what.
Right.
But as quick as we would be on these fish and birds, they would disappear. Now, granted, there were other boats, you know, chasing things around and whatnot, but historically we would have massive schools of Onker Menhaden that would cover literally sometimes a half a mile area. These were very small pods, get up real quick, we'd catch a few fish, and boom, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very small pods of bait, but it was interesting. They would pop up, and these guys have these fancy binoculars.
Yeah,
searching for the birds and all that stuff. But it was as quick as we would get to them, they'd be gone. It wasn't.
Did you catch any fish?
Wasn't like what it used to be.
Did you catch any fish? Any rockfish?
We did. The fish were in that 3 to 8 pound class.
Yeah. Did you open any of them up? Did you open any of them up to see what they were eating?
We did not. We did not. And I was curious as to whether what was in them. That's a good question. And
Tim Tackle Box Tim caught a couple. Claimed they were all eating 3-inch Menhaden.
Okay. Yes. Okay. That would make sense because whatever they were eating was small. Well, that's a good thing. I wonder. Obviously, I guess some of these Menhaden got up into the Chesapeake. Is there, these guys with their nets and stuff, is there a size?
Can't answer that question. Cannot answer
that question.
That'd
be an interesting thing to know, or do those small bunker get through their nets? I don't know. But regardless, there are some Menhaden apparently up in the bay, and it was fun to catch them under birds. We haven't done that in quite a while.
And that is fun.
I don't know how long it'll last. We've had such a windy weather.
Now let me ask you about technique. If anybody's out there this time of year and fishing birds, I was always told and practiced this that if you're out there with a half ounce bucktail or something, and you're tossing into the school fish, that you would do better by stepping up the size to maybe an ounce and a half on your bucktail to get to the bottom quicker to the bigger fish. Does that hold any weight with you?
Alan, we're using a 1 to 1.5 ounce double rig.
Right.
And doing something a little different than I think most. I don't know how you were taught or shown, but I put the heavier jig on the bottom and then create a drop loop with a smaller, like a little 3/8 ounce jig. And I was catching most of the fish on the smaller jig.
Well, okay.
Straight-tailed bass assassin with The kids got me hooked on these no live bait needed jigs.
Right.
I'm waiting for my daughter to say something to me. That's her secret lure.
I see.
But, regardless,
we won't tell anybody except the 20,000 people listening right now.
That's all good.
You didn't say anything that anybody's going to pay any attention to, Lee. It's all good.
Yeah. The color didn't seem to matter. I was using some purple and yellow jig, and it's presentation, letting them sink. We're fishing 25 to probably maybe 30 feet. Let them sink to the bottom and just bringing them in with a pretty strong jigging action.
Yep.
But, you know, you got to be on the fish. My buddy's got all those fancy electronics with
them. Oh, right.
Side scan and all this stuff. Throw to the left, throw to the right.
Oh, man. Your other left.
Work.
As a guide in the Keys told Kathy when we were fishing down there, he said, there's fish to your left. And she throws, and he goes, your other left. And I thought, you jackass. I was about ready to knock him off that T-seat or whatever you call that thing. You know,
the fellow I'm with, he's got about 500 pounds. And, you know,
yeah.
You know me, I'm there for the fun factor, and he's
sure.
there for you know
volume
in the boat. But
yeah,
it was all good. But
yeah,
that's interesting. I had a tackle box open, warmed up to see
yeah,
what was
that's what he said.
The content was.
Yep.
But I intend this week to do a little deer hunting and let the wind blow my buddies around. This wind has been horrendous.
Oh, I know it's been horrible. So
yeah, and I'm hoping this flush of rain gets the Susquehanna going or something, because I always enjoy a there's always a good winter bite up there.
Yeah,
when we get the flush of gizzard shag coming through the dam.
Good.
When and if that happens.
Let's hope it does.
Let's hope it does. Yep.
All right, buddy.
Well, appreciate sending that.
I sent you another one from the Virginia Pilot. I'm sure you'll enjoy that one, too. So.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later. Thanks, Lee. Take care of yourself. All right. You know what, folks? Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Alan Ellis here. 35 years experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service for deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sick of deer in 6 months. That's 6 months with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is just off Route 1. And convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see Creative Concepts Studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. He actually has a pair of leopards, one in a tree, one at the base, life-size, and he built the tree, and he mounted the leopards. He's got life-size game. He's got a giant rhinoceros shoulder mount in there. He's got game from all over the world, ibex and wild boar, all kinds of stuff in his showroom, which is pretty cool. And a fellow stopped by the other day that said he was bringing him a deer head. A fellow from BG&E said he listens to the show. I thought that was pretty cool. So anyway, Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekends with an appointment. CreativeConceptsTaxidermy.com, 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shot. Waterfowl season's coming in. If you don't like the recoil of that big 12 gauge, well, take a look at the BPS field model. Pump. I'm sorry. That's the wrong one. What did I do with my cheat sheet? There it is. It's the A5 120 gauge, a new 20 gauge A5. Comes in a gloss black anodized receiver finish, a gloss finish walnut stock with vertical grip, 18 lines per inch of checkering, three choke tubes, a fiber optic front sight, an ivory mid bead, ideal for hunting and sporting clays. Now, if you don't mind and you want to thump them, the A5 Wicked Wings in vintage camo. Blends right in. It's a beautiful firearm. It's super reliable auto-loader waterfowl hunting shotgun featuring kinematic drive recoil operation. All the A5s have that. Recoil operation, the recoil reloads the next shell rather than a gas-operated piston like some do. Composite stock, Cerakote burnt bronze camo finish barrel and receiver, oversized bolt release, extended in Vector DS goose band choke tubes, and corrosion-resistant chrome bore. It comes with an ABS case. That's A5 Wicked Wings vintage camo. Take a look at the Maxis while you're there. That comes in Browning's exclusive Auric camo. That's a gas-operated autoloader. And you will be glad when you stop by Clyde's Sports Shop and see all the Brownings. Clyde's is a full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, Baltimore, 21227. Clyde's is open 7 days a week, been around since 1957, been a Browning dealer, an authorized Browning dealer, a full-line Browning dealer since the early 60s. That phone number, 410-242-6108, ClydeSportsShop.com. For his website, 410-242-6108. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. Stop by Clyde's Sports Shop. You will be glad you did, and we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Hey, consider a gas, wood, pellet, or electric fireplace insert for your house, like I did. Right here, I'm looking at it right now. It's not on because the room is perfectly heated, but Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with great service. If you need them, you call them. They come out. They take care of anything that needs done. But they helped us with the stonework. They helped us with the chimney installation. The gas hookup was done by somebody else, but they did all the other stuff. So Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands, and they have the greatest staff with the most product knowledge and the greatest selection I've ever seen, and the prices are good. Select your new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. They are the area's premier hearth dealer, fireplace, stoves, and hearth dealer in the region. So stop by the showroom soon. It's going to get cold, mid-40s for a high towards the end of this month. BackyardBillys.com, Hearth America has a Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's in Hearth America is open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore.
If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Crabs, crabs, crabs! Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Your hands start shaking, your heart gets to pumping. Your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rack, that grunt, that snare, that stomp will make you a believer.
There it is. That's what we're after. That is what we're after, that buck fever. Yes, indeed. If I ever stop getting excited about deer hunting, that's when I quit. But I get excited when I see them. I get excited when I have a shot. And I get most excited after I make the shot and I know that deer is in the bag. That's when my knees start knocking and my hands start shaking. Yes, indeed. So, but it is a fantastic way to spend your day in the outdoors deer hunting, especially if you're seeing them, especially if you get an opportunity. And I will tell you something about hunting and what I have what I have learned and what I have decided. It's a successful hunt if I have a deer come by and I can harvest that deer and don't. And I do that with countless young bucks during the year. I'm pretty selective when it comes to bucks. Now, there have been times when I haven't been, and you know what? That's my preference. If my preference, if I need a deer for the freezer, and a decent-sized buck comes by, 3.5, 4.5-year-old deer, I'm going to take it. Rack size doesn't matter. It's maturity. So I have taken some big deer with small racks. I have taken some small deer with big racks. And, you know, that it's all part of it. It's all about what you decide that you want to take, what you want to harvest, what deer makes you happy. And that's what I like about it. And I will tell you, I've spent countless hours in the stand, you know, just checking out the deer, knowing that I could harvest that animal and don't do it. So it's all part of it. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Any callers on the line, Mr. Aaron? Not right now. All right, brother. Sounds good. All right. 410 WCBM 680. If you want to jump into muzzleloader contest, that would be good. We had four right in a row from email. So Kevin and Michael and Patrick and Nick, we got your emails, and I replied that you are in the contest, and we thank you for that. What did you do? Oh, you naughty little dogs. So we had Cavachon. That's what you are, Cavachon, you little monster. And the big mutt, the mini Bernedoodle, who weighs 57 pounds, mini, yeah, sat here and just tore up a paper towel that they found somewhere. Now I got to clean up. All right. What did we talk about? We talked about menhaden. We talked about deer rut. What else did we talk about? Talked about firearms and where their names come from. Interesting, you know, you look back on these things, and some of these cartridges have been around for a long time. 25, 35, 30, 40 Craig, 8 millimeter. What's the difference between a 284 and a 270? Well, they're both 7 millimeter bullets, both very similar ballistics. My dad bought a 284 model 88 Winchester lever action. I've taken one buck with it and one doe since he passed in 1999. 270, countless deer. But it all depends on what you want to shoot. It all depends on your preference. And you know, I like to read the comparisons. What's the difference between a 450 Marlin and a 4570, or a 450 Marlin that I own and a 450 Bushmaster? Both straight, all three of those are straight wall cartridges. And, you know, you go on recommendations from friends. Oh, you ought to have a 30-06. You can load up or load down for any animal that walks on the planet. Well, that's true, you know. But I won a 308. I bought a 308, never used it, still in the box. And I now own a 308, a CVA 308 that I did use last year. I'm using this year and during the firearm season when I'm in a firearm, you know, when I'm in a rifle county. And I want to shoot a deer with a gun that I won. And I shot a 2 antelope with a 257 Weatherby that I won at a Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet. Put a Leopold scope on it, not a hawk. That was back in the day. And gave it to my grandson. And I said, this is yours. And he took an 11-point buck with it. And I said, look, I'm going pronghorn hunting. I'm going to borrow your gun. Okay, no problem. So, but, you know, it's all in what you want to shoot. It's all in what you prefer. It's all in what you like. Let's see. Jamie in Catonsville. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, buddy. Anytime. What's up?
So I was going fishing and it started to rain. I said, damn, I hate to fish in the rain. And somebody had a one-liner. Well, the fish are already wet. So don't
that worry. Was me years ago.
I was wondering, and I was wondering, do you have any of those one-liners you want to tell me right now? And the other thing is Ocean City fishing, what do you expect I could do if I went down to Ocean City next week or this weekend?
Inshore? Do you have a boat? Or are you going to fish off? Where are you going to fish?
I'm going to right off 50.
Okay. All right, there's probably some trout in there this time of year. I'm not sure. If you go up to Indian River Inlet, you go there at the causeway, the bridge, or whatever you want to call it there, you might find some tautog in there on the rocks. I'm not sure, but that's a good possibility. Might be some sheep's head mixed in with them, but I would keep keep after the flounder. You know, get yourself a make yourself a flounder sandwich, some bull minnow, a bull minnow, and a strip of squid.
Fish
the jetty and see what happens. I've always had good time fishing there on the Route 50 bridge, and like I said, there might be some sea trout. I'm not sure. Tis the season for them, and you might pick up a puppy drum. You never know. Anyway, where was I going with all this?
One-liners.
One-liners, yeah. Somebody said, you better get out of the rain. You're going to get wet. And my reply is always, I was born wet. Doesn't bother me.
That's a good one.
So, you know, one-liners, geez, I don't know. When somebody says something nice, I simply say your kindness and generosity is only exceeded by your good looks and pleasing personality.
All right, great. Well, I appreciate everything you guys do on the radio.
Not a problem. Here's my favorite two-line reply. Well, I was fishing here yesterday, and we caught a lot of fish, and I went out today, and we didn't catch any in the same spot. What's my reply? You've heard it 100 times.
I have no clue.
Fish swim.
Oh, my goodness. You're terrible.
I know. Well, accurate, though.
I love it.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call, Jamie.
Take care.
See you, buddy.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I know. I'm terrible. So what do you call a bear with no teeth? Anybody have an answer for that? Anybody? 410-922-6680. Anybody? Anybody feel like texting the answer? What do you call a bear with no teeth? I know what you call a deer with no eyes. And that's a no idea. I know what you call a deer with no legs and no eyes. And that's still no idea. But what do you call a bear with no teeth? Tell me. Somebody call us. We are giving away a muzzleloader. I can't believe we're not getting more calls on the muzzleloader. It's a fine CVA Wolf, which is the gun that Chris has taken a buck and a bear with this year, the CVA Wolf. And yours, should you win it at the end of November, or first Saturday in September or December, we'll have a hawk, 3-9x40, straight wall, muzzleloader scope, shotgun muzzleloader scope on it. And all you have to do is get your accessories, your powder, your bullets, and your cleaning supplies, and your 209 primers to shoot that, and you will be good to go. Get that scope bore sighted though; it's not bore sighted yet, and we'll talk about that for whoever wins it. Let's see. Very good, Tackle Box Tim answered the question. What do you call a bear with no teeth? A gummy bear. And he also says a striper should be at the Route 50 bridge, maybe some tog around the 3rd Street bulkhead. Tautog have been at the Indian River Inlet since September. Thank you, Tim, for that. So I was correct again. How about that? Very, very good. Let's see what this has to say. Oh, my goodness. Yep, I don't know who texted that. It's just a phone number. I don't have a contact listed with it, but that was also right. Gummy bear, correct. Email by email. All right, 410-922-6680. All you got to do is call, leave your name and number with Aaron, go on the air with me, and you are in the contest. How about that? So let's talk about Clyde's Sport Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. You know, to practice up for waterfowl season, there's always sporting clays. There's always trap and skeet. The trap specific single shot shotgun is the BT-99 from Browning. Been around for years and years and years and years and years. Superior fit and reliability, all steel components, a trap recoil pad, and a walnut stock. The beautiful single shot from Clyde Sports Shop in Browning. Then there's the Satori series, the Satori CXT, the Satori White Lightning, the Satori Field. Beautiful over and under shotgun with a vented rib. They all have Vector Pro forcing cones. Depends on what model you pick, with as far as the height of the rib and that type of thing, and as far as the trappings are concerned, as far as the engraving and all that. That all depends on you and the model. There's several different models of the Satori series that you might want to check out for upland bird hunting, you know, like quail and grouse and pheasant, things like that, or sporting clays. It's always a great gun. I see them on those carts at the sporting clays ranges. If there's 20 carts out there, 19 of them have Browning Satoris on them, so that's how popular they are. Clyde Sport Shop is your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, 21227. Lansdowne Halethorpe, been around since just off Beltway Exit 9. Since 1957, 410-242-6108. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. It is Clyde Sports Shop, 410-242-6108. For Clyde Sports Shop, stop by. You will be glad you did. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. 35 years of experience. John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service for deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sick of deer in 6 months. That's 6 months with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland. Creative, I'm going to throw something at that dog. Hey! Cut it out. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to just off Route 1, convenient to Route 1, Route 100, and 295 interstates. And when you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Serious stuff. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star services for any animal from any continent, including right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com, or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, Apple Cracker Blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed,
10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedAndFeed.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in four Craze flavors: molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon Craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929. Or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we have a couple callers on the line. Let's talk to Daryl in Middle River. Good morning, Daryl. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Alan. Hey, you were talking about, well, let's go for the bear first. The bear with no teeth, I would call him hungry.
Well, that could be, but the answer is gummy bear.
Gummy. Oh, there you go. It makes sense. You were talking about the guns you used.
Yeah.
I'll give you a little story. Back, well, this is, I'm going back 25 years now. My grandfather has a 30-40 Craig. It's a side load.
Yep.
Anyway, the bolt on it, it was always real smooth. You know how some bolts, it goes click, click, and goes down and comes up? Okay, well, this one was just smooth.
Got
it. Before you fired it, you had to make sure that bolt was completely down.
Yep.
It would go click. So I was in the woods up at Green Ridge one day, and usually up there you don't see too many big deer. Well,
right.
This particular day, a huge eight-pointer comes walking by, and I eased the gun up real good, and I went click, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. Needless to say, that 30-40 Craig has never left my closet in probably 25 years.
The old smooth bolt left you down. I didn't click the second time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know.
That was sick. By the time I got it ejected and another one in there, he was down the hill.
I hear you. That's how it happens. Daryl, thanks for the call. I know you're in the contest, so you have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Right, bye-bye. Let's talk to Lakin in Catonsville. Good morning, Lakin. Hello, Lakin. Guess Lakin couldn't hold on. Well, that's part of the rules. You got to go on the air with me. So, Lakin. Oh, okay. All right. That sounds good. 410 WCBM 680. We might have time for one or two more callers if you hurry, because we are out of commercial spots, aren't we? I think. Jerry. Good morning, Jerry. Another Jerry. How are you? Jerry? Wow. All right. Well, hit and run today. That's okay. Call back next week, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Call, leave your name and number, go on the air with me. That's the rules. So, here we go. So, this week, Maryland Hunting Quarterly will be headed to the printers, and we got some great articles in there. The bear season results, a beautiful 14-point velvet buck killed in Garrett County. Yes, indeed, I said Garrett County. Very, very high-scoring deer. Very symmetrical, very high tines, wide deer. We've got a lot of pictures. We've got a lot of good articles. Trying to think of some of the other articles that are in there. Southern Maryland Vet Hunt. Got some stuff from Delaware about straight wall cartridges in Delaware. Deer stories, turkey stories. Oh, how to scout new territory. If you've not, you know, if you're thrust onto a brand new territory you've never hunted before, what to look for, how to do that. And then if you're bow hunting this time of the year, how to find out a good spot on public or private land for firearm season, what to look for, what to watch for. So we've got some great stories, and that'll be out the end of this week, hopefully, and you can start looking for that at your local retailers. We have nearly 100 folks that are working with us in Maryland, Delaware, and Pennsylvania this time around, and we're just excited about it. Got a couple of upcoming events in there, including the new one coming up on the shore on February 21st. It's called the Explore the Shore Expo. It's going to be in Cambridge, and we'll be telling you more about that as we go along. But if you have something to sell and you'd like to set up at that show as a vendor, just give me a call off the air and we'll be glad to talk about it. Send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I'll help you with that. Got all the information. So there we go. There's the music. Wow, I didn't think it was ever going to show up. Thanks for joining us today, folks. We appreciate it. And guess what? Next week this time, it will be light out. Don't forget, spring ahead, fall back. It's daylight savings time. Goes back to what we call normal time, Eastern Standard Time, overnight. And let's see, we gain an hour's sleep tonight from what I understand, right? I think. Anyway, it'll be, when you wake up in the morning, it'll be daylight. So, get out, stay out, stay safe. Remember your family. Remember your friends. Remember your faith. And remember your freedom. Faith, family, friends, and freedom. Love your family. Love the Lord. See you next week.